Title: Glue Compression for Jungle Buses Masterclass for 90s Rave Flavor Beginner. Alright, let's get that classic 90s jungle glue happening in Ableton Live, the kind of glue that makes your brakes feel like they came off the same desk, the same tape, the same dodgebutt magical chain in a sweaty rave. In this lesson, we're focusing on one core skill, using Ableton's glue compressor on buses, not to crush your drums, but to make them breathe together. By the end, you'll have a clean bus structure and a repeatable workflow you can drop into any drum and bass session. Before we touch a compressor, quick mindset check. Glue compression is polish. It's not a repair tool. If your kick is way too loud or your snare is disappearing, fix the balance first. Then glue brings it to life. Step 0. Session prep. 2 minutes that will save you hours. Set your tempo somewhere in that jungle and DNB zone, 160 to 175 BPM. If you want a default, go 170. That tempo makes the release timing choices we'll use feel really musical. Now group your tracks. You want a brake bus for all your chopped brakes. Then a drum bus that contains the brake bus plus your one-shots like kick, snare, hats. Then a music bus for stabs, pads, samples, effects. A bass bus for sub and re-slayers. And finally, a pre-master or just the master, where we'll do a tiny bit of gentle glue later. Now gain staging, beginner superpower. Look at your drum bus level before any master processing. Aim for peaks around minus 6 dB. Not because it's a magic number, but because if you're already slamming at zero, every compressor you add will react way too hard and you'll think you're gluing when you're actually flattening. Cool. Let's glue the brake bus, the heart of jungle. On the brake bus, we're going to do a simple chain. EQ8, then glue compressor and optionally saturator for that very 90s edge. First, EQ8 cleanup. Put a gentle high pass around 25 to 35 Hz. You're not trying to remove bass. You're removing rumble that steals headroom and makes compressors trigger for no musical reason. If the brake sounds boxy, try a small dip around 250 to 400 Hz. If it's harsh or slicey, a small dip around 3 to 5 kHz can help. Keep these subtle. We're not reshaping the brake into something else. We're just making space so the compressor behaves. Now glue compressor on the brake bus. Start with attack at 3 milliseconds. That lets the transient poke through so your snare still snaps, but it's fast enough to bring the slices together. Release. Set it to auto. Auto release is one of those Rave-era magic settings, because it breathes musically as the loop changes. If auto feels too soft or too smeary, try a manual release between 0.1 and 0.3 seconds. At around 170 BPM, 0.1 feels snappy, 0.2 feels bouncy, 0.3 feels heavier and more stompy. Ratio, 2 to 1. That's classic bus glue territory. Now pull the threshold down until you see about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on average. You might see peaks hit 4 dB sometimes. That's fine. But if you're seeing it pinned down constantly, that's not glue anymore. That's you pressing your brake flat like cardboard. Turn makeup off. We're going to set output manually so we can do honest A and B comparisons. And yes, turn soft clip on for the brake bus. Soft clip is a huge part of that crunchy edge without ugly digital clipping. But we'll talk later about when soft clip becomes a problem. What are you listening for? You want the brake to feel like one unit, like all those hits belong together. It should feel more consistent, more held, but still crack. If the brake turns papery, flat, or like the snare got smaller, your attack is probably too fast or your threshold is too low. Optional. Add saturator after the glue. Use analog clip or soft sign. Drive 1 to 3 dB. Then trim the output so the level matches, and I mean really matches. If it sounds better only because it's louder, you're about to train yourself into bad settings. Now we move up a level. The drum bus. This is where brakes and one shots become one machine. On the drum bus, a nice stock chain is drum bus, then glue compressor, then a EQ8 for final tone. Start with drum bus. Keep moves small. Drive somewhere around 2 to 8%. Boom usually off or very low, because in DNB your real sub is typically living in the bass bus, and we don't want the drum bus creating hidden low end that steals headroom. Transients, add a bit, like plus 5 to plus 20, but sparingly. If it gets crispy, use damp to tame that brightness. Now the drum bus glue compressor. This one is about cohesion without killing punch. Set attack to 10 milliseconds. Notice that's slower than the brake bus. We're doing that so your kick and snare can still smack through before compression grabs the body. Release. Auto is a good start, or try 0.1 seconds if you want it to recover quickly. Ratio. Use 2 to 1 for subtle glue. Use 4 to 1 if the kit feels messy and you need firmer control. Beginners often jump to 4 to 1 because it feels more finished quickly, but don't overdo it. Threshold. Aim for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction in the loudest sections. Soft clip. Generally on for the drum bus if you want that 90s edge. But here's the teacher note. If your hats start sounding like sandpaper, soft clip might be blurring the top end. In that case, turn soft clip off on the drum bus and keep soft clip on your parallel return instead. That way you get grit underneath without destroying cymbal clarity. Now, extra coach move that makes this so much easier. Use the sidechain high pass filter inside glue compressor to stop low end from false triggering the compression. Open the sidechain section in glue. You don't even need to key it from another track. Just enable the section and set the filter to high pass somewhere around 80 to 150 Hz. Try 100 Hz as a safe starting point. This stops kick and sub energy from yanking the whole drum bus down, which is exactly how beginners lose snare presence and wonder why the groove fell back. Another beginner-friendly training wheels feature, range. Range caps how much gain reduction the compressor is allowed to do. It's perfect for bus glue, because it stops you from accidentally overcompressing while you're still learning threshold feel. Try range at 2 to 4 dB on the brake bus, and 3 to 6 dB on the drum bus. Now you can push threshold a bit and still stay in glue territory. Super practical. Also, watch the behavior of the gain reduction meter, not just the number. You want it to dip and recover in time with the loop. If it stays pinned down, you're flattening, not gluing. If it's flickering wildly on hats, your release might be too short or your threshold too low. Now let's go full 90s with parallel glue. This is optional, but honestly it's one of the easiest ways to get that thick, record-like density while keeping your transients intact. Create a return track called Drum Crush. On that return, add glue compressor, then saturator and optionally a Q8. Set the return glue pretty extreme. Attack 1 millisecond. Release 0.1 seconds. Ratio 10 to 1. Push the threshold until you're getting 6 to 12 dB of gain reduction. Yes, heavy. Soft clip on. Then blend it in using the send from your drum bus or brake bus. Start low, like minus 18 dB send level, and creep up toward minus 8 if needed. The goal is, you feel thickness and sustain appear under the drums, but the main drums still smack. A great trick is to push it until you notice it, then back off slightly. That's usually the sweet spot. If the parallel return mud is your low end, put in a cue on the return and high pass around 80 to 120 Hz. If it gets fizzy, dip a little around 3 to 6 kHz. Now a quick music bus glue pass. Rave stabs and pads can get spiky, and light glue helps them sit behind the drums. On the music bus, add glue compressor with attack 10 milliseconds, Reese Auto, ratio 2 to 1, and only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Soft clip usually off here. Keep music cleaner. Then add utility after it to set the level into your pre-master. Bass bus note, often minimal glue. If you compress bass too much on a bus, you can lose movement and definition. If you need clarity, it's usually better to sidechain only the sub using the regular compressor keyed from kick or snare, while keeping your Reese more stable. Now master glue. Gentle, almost boring. That's the point. Ideally, make a pre-master group and put your master processing there. Add glue compressor with attack 30 milliseconds, release auto, ratio 2 to 1, and keep gain reduction to about 0.5 to 1.5 dB maximum. Soft clip usually off. Then, optionally, a limiter at the end with a ceiling of minus 1 dB, and keep the gain modest. You are not trying to master here. You're keeping it safe. Now let's talk arrangement moves that make glue compression actually work. Compression reacts to what you feed it. So if your arrangement is chaos, the compressor will behave like chaos. A classic jungle trick, add a ghost kick very quietly under the brakes to stabilize the bus movement. It's not meant to be heard as a kick. It's meant to give the compressor a consistent pulse to grab onto. Also keep snare energy consistent. Even if your brake varies, a stable backbeat anchors how the bus breathes. If you have fills that suddenly spike, don't let them clamp your whole bus. Pull the fill clip gain down 1 to 3 dB, or filter low end out of the fill, or temporarily reduce the send to drum crush. Your fill will still feel exciting, but the groove won't collapse. And here's a fun impact trick. Pre-drop to compress. In the last bar before the drop, automate the drum bus glue threshold up a bit so there's less compression. Then snap it back at the drop. The transient contrast makes the drop feel like it hits harder, without actually adding loudness. Common mistakes to avoid. If your drum bus is hitting 6 to 10 dB of gain reduction constantly, you're flattening it. Back off. If your attack is too fast on the drum bus, like 0.01 to 1 millisecond, you will remove punch and it'll start sounding like cardboard. If your release is wrong for the tempo, you'll hear it. Too long, groove feels choked. Too short, hats distort or you get weird pumping. And always level match. Do a fast and B. Map the glue device on switch to a key or MIDI button, and match the output level so bypassed and engaged are equally loud. If it only feels better when louder, you haven't found the real win yet. Now a mini practice exercise you can do in 15 to 20 minutes. Load a classic Amen or Think style break and make a two-bar loop. Add kick and snare one shots to reinforce it. Create break bus and drum bus. On break bus glue, set attack 3 ms, release auto, ratio 2 to 1, soft clip on, and aim for about 2 dB of gain reduction. On drum bus glue, set attack 10 ms, release auto, ratio 4 to 1, soft clip on, and aim for about 3 dB of gain reduction. Create the drum crush return. Set glue to ratio 10 to 1, attack 1 ms, release 0.1 seconds, and get around 8 dB of gain reduction. High pass the return around 100 Hz, then blend it until you hear thickness, then back off slightly. Now bounce a short loop and do 3 versions. No glue anywhere, buses only, and buses plus parallel. Level match as best you can. Your success sound is this. The break feels like one unit. The snare sits forward and consistent. The groove bounces, and nothing feels harshly flattened. Quick recap to lock it in. Use glue compressor on buses for cohesion. Not on every track just because it's there. Start with 2 to 1 ratio and auto release. And aim for 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction depending on the bus. Attack controls punch, slower attack preserves snap. Parallel glue gives you that 90s density without killing the transients. And master glue should be gentle because the mix should already feel glued before it hits the master. This audio version is shortened for playback.